Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's say what's happening to Mary Lou. How are you?
Good.
How's the wedding going?
The planning, you mean?
Yeah.
It's okay. Less drama this week, but, you know, same stuff.
Have you finalized the guest list?
It is finalized, yeah. But then, like, you know, you have to give in to certain people's demands, like your parents.
Did you give in?
Well, yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to continue fighting with them.
Yeah. Look, you have to give in.
Did you give in, Warda Hartley?
I gave in to an extent, but then up until a point, like, I wasn't going to invite the man that always greets my mother at work when she used to work. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know who the hell he is. I'm sorry. I drew the line at some point. But, I mean, it was a great day in the end. And my mother understood.
Yeah.
When she looked at our wedding video, she finally got it because she actually physically saw, like, the warmth in the room, the vibe, how many people were there all the way to the end of the wedding. It was still packed. There was not a single seat open.
Okay.
Everybody made the effort to come. Because, I mean, often when you have these big weddings and, you know, the more further removed the people are, people can decide on a whim, you know what, I'm actually not going to go to this wedding.
I can't do that. You see, it's in Bali. So if you bought your tickets, you're most likely going to come. Otherwise, you have to forfeit that money.
Something would have to go really, exactly. Really wrong.
Yeah.
All right. So we've updated on the wedding. Any other personal news to report, Warda? Any crazy developments in your life other than you craving McDonald's earlier today?
The guy asked me on air.
I want to thank you. You bought me a McFlurry and now I'm sitting here kilojoule enhanced.
You know what? My blog is all about balance. And I mean, it's not like I'm eating McDonald's every single day.
No, yeah.
And I mean, I'm smart about it. So I know, like, I had that. So I know, like, I have to manage my calories for the rest of the day, and then tomorrow I need to work out, and yada, yada, yada. And I'm going for a sprint run later. I'm going to a Nike event, so it's all good.
I'm going to burn it off quickly.
That's why, like, you know, these fit people online as well, they post these pictures of them having these burgers and stuff, and they're like, ooh, I'm eating this, I'm so naughty. But you know it's part of their whole plan. You know it's their cheat meal for the week.
Yeah.
And then people see it, and they're like, oh, but how is this person eating In-N-Out burgers, and they still so thin and they've got six packs.
Exactly.
But it's because it's their cheat meal for the week. They need to do that to keep their leptin levels up. So
they only boast their cheat meals. So you think they're like eating that every day.
Exactly, but they're not. So it's all part of a bigger plan. So it's all good. I'm not too fazed.
There you go. Listen, speaking of fitness and so on and so forth, I've just been checking out Mapule's Instagram here. She's called Queen Fit Nas. I wanted to make like a yas.
When
I
say
that, I was like, yas, Queen Fit Nas.
That name,
hey?
Fitness, a queen of fitness.
I like it.
But I don't want to call it an ass.
You have a fantastic ass.
I figured that was the ass part of the name. That's very smart.
Not
I like
the fitness
it.
Fitness of like bicep, fitness of the
ass.
Fitness of
like
the ass.
But weren't you also like sort of coined the phrase? Well, thanks to Women's Health, you're now like the burpee queen, hey? Queen of burpees.
Are you?
I've always loved burpees, but they just emphasized it, which is my thing. I can never train you and not have a burpee in my workout.
Huh.
I will try and squeeze it in there, make it look like it's not a burpee, but at the end of the day, it is.
Mm.
So it's one of my favorite exercises that I make sure it's like my creative exercise that I can squeeze in all the exercises that I want to put together and turn them into a burpee.
Look at you. I've got to introduce you properly here. This is Mapule Ndlovu, Africa's first women's health next fit star in 2016. You're an official Adidas brand ambassador and you have this unbelievably exceptional Instagram where you live your best life and you are burpeeing and you're jumping and you are... Like,
and putting the men to shame in the gym was so funny.
Levels.
Mary, we were training that one night
together.
Okay. And then
I actually snapped it.
Yeah, and Mapule was training. She was doing like a combination movement with burpees.
And box jumps.
Box jumps and pull-ups.
And pull-ups.
And then there were guys who were getting so like thirsty there wanting to try this because they were like, no, this girl can't do it. She's making it look so easy. And then they couldn't do it. Like some of them could do it, but they couldn't do it with the ease that you
no,
do.
No, I think that guy you're talking about is her friend though.
No, there was a few guys that tried it. There was two or three guys.
And I got even one of my clients saying, how come I never do those things? I'm like, oh, okay. Do you want to do them? He's like, yeah. You make it look so easy.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it's not. But my job is to actually make these things easier. So for somebody else to want to try them out, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice to try different things and not do the same thing all the time. And it's nice to do something that a lot of people can actually ask you how to do it.
Yes, like know? A pull-up.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, like I still can't do a pull-up. So tell us, Mapule, how did your fitness journey start? Like, what got you inspired and motivated to be healthy and ripped and this guy has the abs.
To have a full-time career in fitness.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Fitness was never one of the things that I thought I would be doing at this time, a point in time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, you know, when you are in Alex and you've got nothing to do and there's so much stress and you want to be somewhere, but there isn't motivation or somebody that you can look up to that's in there at that point in time. And I decided for emotional release because there were so many things going through my life. There was a lot of things that were making me so emotional, and I decided to start running. Running to me was because I didn't want to cry in front of my parents.
Mm.
So I would just go for a run so I can cry on my own. And then when I come back, it's like I was just sweating. It's one of those things. And I decided because I just don't want to chill at home, I'd help out. We have a daycare center. I'll help out during the day, in the morning, and then in the evening, I'll go for aerobics classes. So one Saturday on my birthday, the 10th of March, 2012, there was a visit from the Institute of Fitness Professionals in the local gym to come there. You know, they want to give back and give us mats and steps and stuff. And we were just like kind of showcasing what we really do when we do our aerobics class, like playing that one song that we'll play again and again and again. Out of everybody that was there, I was so blessed to be the chosen one. They looked at me, they were like, oh my God, would you like to study fitness? I was like, I'm not studying. I would love to do whatever. If you give me anything, as long as you're paying for it, I will do it.
They're like, that's okay, incredible.
Let's go. Fitness it is. I'd love to do it. And then from that day, I started and I never stopped because it was like the first time walking into a proper gym where you have
everything,
equipment, and you're like, oh my God, do people use these things? I mean, I use just my body to just jump up and down.
Yeah.
And people actually use machines. There's something called healthy eating. Oh, wow. And then from there on, I just wanted to learn more. Started doing weights, started doing functional training, started doing all these things. And for the fact that I was enjoying it and I developed love for it,
it just
blends in together and puts you in a position where you never thought you would be in, you know? And my I guess it's just the love that I started and it
That's
grew.
That's so incredible. That is such an inspiring story.
But you also had, like, you built up your following quite a lot on social media as well, with your microblog. I suppose you would be called a microblogger.
Well, first of all, do you know that you are microblogging by posting on Instagram regularly with such a huge number of followers? Did you know that you're doing a form of microblogging?
I didn't know. Thank you for telling me. I didn't know. I was just like, okay, what can I do today? Let me post it, you know, just to inspire someone. Before the Next Fit Star competition, I never used to actually post anything.
Yeah.
I think I had like 5-7 pictures.
Mm.
And when I entered the competition, all the ladies who were there, there was something called Instagram, and people are actually active on Instagram. Mm. And when I looked at them, they had so many followers. I'm like, why don't I have so many followers? I mean, I think the judges would probably go through Instagram and see what you do, what are you all about, you know? And I had nothing to show really because I had few pictures and not really much videos, maybe 2 videos. And from there on, I decided maybe let me show them what I can do, you know?
Yeah.
And I started for some weird reason. It just grew like...
Okay, when did you grow? I actually want to know about this because I know you had Instagram before you entered this competition.
But
you weren't really that active and you didn't have that many followers. So when you started being active and actually posted, whether it was daily or twice daily or whenever it is, when did you actually see your following grow? Because, like, you know, you always, like, a lot of people say it's like a steady growth, but for you, because the fact that you combined entering like a nationwide competition, and it was for like women's health, and the fact that you were posting like really great content in terms of exercise and fitness on your Instagram, like surely you kind of saw like a surge
spike, yeah,
as opposed to like a steady growth. So when did it come for you?
When actually I was training, I got a few of my celebrity clients, and I never asked them to actually post, and they decided, oh, I'd love to post this, yeah, you know. I think from there, their following actually were, like, interested in seeing.
Yeah.
But now, even at that point in time, I didn't have anything to show.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I started to, okay, now there's this big number. How do I keep these people entertained or inspired or motivated to actually go through my Instagram and find something? From that, it's just from other people reposting your stuff, it actually helps with the growth of your Instagram. And that's from there.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you switch off your notification now? Because I'm guessing like when you post something, you have probably like hundreds and thousands of stuff like popping up all the time.
She's looking at her phone right now to double check, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do, because sometimes I would have my phone with me and I'm training my clients. It's very distracting.
Yes.
So I had to actually switch it off.
But do you still, at a point where you still go through your comments? Like, I mean, you still look at people's stuff, writing, what they're saying and stuff like that.
Yes, yes. And it's so hard because you don't know what to say to them.
Yeah, it's still like a new thing for you.
Overwhelming, yes.
That's incredible.
And you don't know. You want to say something, but you don't want to be, you don't want to come across that you're entertaining only one person.
Or yes,
the person that you actually know. Because everybody that's there.
I mean,
if you look at the following that I had, even if I had posted for people to say vote, I didn't have much following.
Mm.
And then at the end of the day, you have people that know you. They're like, Mabs, I commented.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say something?
Why didn't you respond?
There's four more people that I don't know.
Yes,
that actually look at me. It is kind of difficult. Mm. At least you can see me at the gym and say, Mabs, I commented. I'm like, I saw it.
What a great problem to have.
Yeah.
What's for you the most interesting part of broadcasting fitness or putting it out there in terms of the response that you get from people? Do you think that it motivates people? Sometimes I look at my Instagram and I look at all these people living their best lives and it depresses me. So I wonder if it is good or bad for us in the long run.
It's inspiring.
Cool.
To see that people are, firstly, consistency is the key.
Yes.
That in anything that you do.
Mm.
So if you want to inspire people, you still have to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see other people posting stuff, that means they're being consistent and their following will actually grow.
Mm.
You try and look at the problem is don't try and want to be somebody else, because you will look at all these fitness people and try and be like them.
Mm.
But that will actually not grow your following because they see these things all the time. You want to give them something that you look at the other people and say, what's the different thing that I can do that people actually want to wake up and say, oh wow, I'm looking forward to seeing Mapule's crazy video today, you know, because I know she won't be just like doing bicep, because you'll find 500 more people doing bicep, you know. So it's inspiring, and you try and look at the positive side, because I know sometimes you look at someone and you're like, I can do better than this person, you know, but it's a way of, it's somehow you have to try and take that and put it in a positive, take it to a positive side and be like, what is the right thing that she's doing that I'm not doing, and learn from that.
The question I would then have to ask you is, and this is why I used to post videos of me working out and then I kind of like stopped doing it, was because I also find online, like it never happened to me, thankfully, but I saw it with other people. They post videos and their form is not correct or slightly off, and then they get all this hate messages like, oh, your form's terrible. Oh, you shouldn't be posting videos. So I kind of like got like nervous about that. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to post videos, you know? And I knew that was a way to grow my following quicker, and I probably would be able to, but I'm just like very wary of that. And how do you, have you experienced that? How do you deal with it if you have experienced it?
Trust me, for the fact that you've tried, it's a good thing. And people who always hate are the people that want to be like you. Mm. They're actually kind of inspired.
Yeah.
It's envy. Envy can turn into something else.
Mm.
What you do with that is...
Have you experienced it?
I haven't, because I'm a very technical person when coming to exercising. So if I were to be out of form, I don't think I would post something like that.
Me as well. I just saw other people get like really like lambasted online. Like this girl, this one trainer online, she's got like over 1 million followers. She trained Blake Lively for this new movie, The Shallows. So she posted the video of what she took her through.
Yeah.
And all, to be fair, her form was terrible. It was really bad. Her push-ups were bad. She couldn't do jump lunges. Everything was really bad. And then she gave this lame excuse, and like she got like a lot of like comments saying like, oh, but your form's really bad, like how can you post this video and whatever. And her response was, which I thought was quite weak, was like, oh, you know, we were doing it on the sand and the sand was wet and I was doing it on an incline and I didn't feel comfortable. And
some other people are just good at instructing form. Mm. I can tell you what to do, but doesn't mean I can do it.
Yeah. Mm. You're still like, human,
like, after all. It's like you will find a singing competition whereby I'm a judge, but I can't really sing, you know.
Yeah.
But I have an ear for music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with the personal trainers. If or the people that train, if all of us were supposed to be able to do good form, I think everybody will have an amazing body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
You see. So some people are good at something. Mm. She made a mistake, so she just has to admit she made a mistake and say, I can instruct you to do it right, but doesn't mean I can. Because sometimes we don't do it. You see, with me, it's because I do it all the time. I wouldn't give you something that I wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm dealing with a lot of different clientele, that people who are very strict and they're all
very
about
particular,
you know. And guys, they will take you serious if you can do something that they can't do. I promise you. They'll be like,
But you probably go through that all the time, right?
If you can do a pull-up, so can I. And I guess with me, it's trying to get into their territory and not having to speak much and just do.
Mapule, what's the end game with your Instagram, with your microblogging? I mean, posting the videos and whatever. What is your end goal with doing it? Is it purely to inspire people? Is it to educate people as to how to do those movements? Or is it to build your profile?
To start with, it's actually all of those, what you've said. But slowly, I will slowly get into educating people on how to do the movements.
Mm.
For now, it was more about inspiring someone to say, because I don't do like such a normal exercise. I just want to show people that you can be different and it's okay to be different and it's okay to do things in a way that suits you.
Mm.
You don't have to be like, don't compare yourself with the next person. Try and be the better version of yourself.
Mm.
And it's more about wake up and do it. It doesn't matter what it is.
Mm.
Wake up and do it. As long as it's going to build you, it's going to take you somewhere where you want to go. But in the coming future, definitely I'll be more of teaching, because people would actually love to do the exercise. How do I get to a point whereby I combine so many exercises and do it so gracefully and so easy and with good form? Obviously, then I will have to start being very much interactive with my followers.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then also, what would be your advice to like other micro bloggers that want to grow a following and want to build their following like you have? On Instagram. What would be your advice to them?
Yeah, because you don't use like a million hashtags.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was the key.
This is like organic.
I also thought that. Like you must use like hashtags.
Yeah.
But remember like her competition also kind of like boosted her following as well as her clientele and stuff. So like what advice can you give us?
Like I said, firstly, don't try and be like the other person.
Mm.
Try and have your own uniqueness, you know, something that, you know, when somebody else is in the same field, they will be like, oh, I would love to do that. Oh,
yeah.
She is kind of different, you know. be inspired when you see other people. The problem that we do is we always hate. You see, when you are surrounded by people who are succeeding, that means you are in the right wavelength.
Yeah.
You are about to succeed yourself because you are happy for the next person. Look at the other people growing and say, I want to grow like them. You know, if you need to ask them how they do it, then ask. It's the least you can get is a no, or like whatever that you can get, and just deal with it and just try to be you. And try to do what you do best. If you want to post just pictures, and you see, focus on the thing that actually makes you, or you see that people like more. So if you post, you'll find that there's people that actually post more of pictures that are they're wearing short stuff like me.
Yeah.
Always, and people like that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's part of your brand.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. And
especially because you have a killer body.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much. And if you see that when you post pictures when you've got your full makeup on and people love it, continue with that.
Stick with that.
Stick
yeah.
with that and grow that and try and make
that's
that
me.
Better.
Whenever I put the stuff with the full makeup on, it just does so well.
Doesn't work for you. Good.
We gotta take closing comments and questions here. Mary, your final question.
I guess I don't really have a question. It's more like a comment. Is that I've noticed something about Mapule's Instagram as well. Is out of all the other people, like the creative people that I follow, who are microbloggers or whatnot, like there's a key to posting up videos on Instagram or photos, and that is heavy editing. Like it's very curated, like how we've spoken about before, how you play certain things and what filter you used and the color saturation, stuff like that. But I've noticed the one thing with yours is, Mapule, is that yours is purely wonderful content. You don't do much heavy editing. There's not much like posing, curated, where do I put the mat? Like, you know, where do I put this dumbbell to make me look better? Like, yours is purely content. She doesn't actually even, I don't think you even, do you even put a filter on your stuff when you Instagram?
Most of the time, I don't like putting a filter. The problem is with putting a filter is people love you on Instagram, but when they see you in real life, they're like, okay, no. She's not as pretty as I thought she was. And you don't want people to, you don't want that. You don't want the faces, you know. You want people to see you and be like, actually, you're prettier in real life.
Yeah.
You look much better in real life, you know. That's good. That it makes it easier for people to interact with you because once you put a lot of filters, I'm not hating on people that are putting filters. Like I said, whatever that makes your following grow.
Yeah.
Do that best and then continue with that. If I just want to be me, like
yeah.
I don't want to be putting somebody else there and look at myself and think, no, this is just not me. I always want to look at me myself and be like, this is exactly how I would smile. This is exactly how I would pose. I mean, this is just me. I love it. I love seeing myself and being happy with myself, you know. I try not to edit much.
I feel like for you, it's mainly like just posting great content. And in your case, it's just unique, creative exercise routines that you post on Instagram. I mean, like...
And
you
I don't
really
like
don't
say
need filters
much.
For that.
Yeah. I don't say much. I think most of my stuff you look at and you're like,
speaks
whoa,
for itself.
Whoa, Matt.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You don't even need it.
I want people to be speechless, actually. In a good way, though. Be like, oh, I love it. I'd love to try it, but I don't know if I can now, you know. I need you, Mapule, to actually show me how to do this.
Yeah.
I love it. It looks good. So that's what I want.
Nice. Water?
I also don't. I think my question I asked at the end, like, what is the end game? And I think you answered it. I just think it's great. Like, I always say this when we have fitness people on, I think the more there are of us promoting healthy living, the better. Because, I mean, obesity levels aren't getting any better, you know, and we're getting more and more fast food, and this fast food culture is growing with all these American brands coming into the country. You know, let's not even name all of them. There's too many. So people are just getting fatter. So if there's more people like us inspiring people to start moving their bodies in any way possible, I'm all for it. I'm like the biggest cheerleader.
That's what I would I love more. It's don't focus. Don't be too strict on yourself. At the end of the day, you still need to live a life. You know.
Yeah.
if I'd be surprised for somebody when they see me at McDonald's and they're like, whoa, what are you doing? Don't judge me.
Mm.
You don't know what I'm doing at McDonald's.
McDonald's? Why are you bringing McDonald's up?
Oh, you see me at Burger King or you see me at Andicho getting a pizza. Firstly, I would know when to eat that. Secondly, I would actually exercise.
Yeah, you know, you've prepared for it. Like, I would also do
it's
that.
Like, it's like one of those... I want to live a little. I can't be going out with people that actually love eating different whatever they want to eat and be like, oh,
I'm going to have my steamed chicken with broccoli.
Sometimes people get bored when they see you do that.
Yeah. And it's antisocial.
It's been... You choose one. You choose. At the end of the day, nobody's forcing you. So if I do it, it's by choice.
Mm.
It's not because you forced me. Mm. If I fail to eat salmon and veggies, I am going to eat salmon and veggies and I am going to be social with you. Mm. And I'm not going to judge you because you're eating pizza. I don't know why you're eating. Probably very emotional and you don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's one of those.
It's been very cool having you stop by. I need you to leave me with a final sentence. One final sentence. Whatever it is that there's left to say here.
Remember, you are given another day to be a better version of yourself.
Jeez, ain't that the truth?
Woo! Drops mic. Oh, I'm not saying anything.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Such a pleasure.
You guys are amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
That there's Mapule Ndlovu. You can find her all over Instagram, living her best life.
At she's Queen Fitness.
Squatting and jumping. And doing her thing and living her best life. Just before we wrap this up, anything new on lovemarylee.com?
Oh my gosh, it took me 8 hours to upload a video and it'll be guys, third world. Tomorrow it'll be up on YouTube.
What are we doing in the video?
I'm actually using drugstore products, only drugstore products, and I've created a look.
Is that like for your international audience, you say drugstore?
Yes. Basically, it's like, it's products that are not like high end.
Like
you can
from
find
Clicks.
Them, yeah, you can find them at Clicks and Dis-Chem and they're very affordable. I've created a look with.
Look at you making it affordable for everyone.
Cute.
Wada, anything popping over at FabiFit?
I just featured a mom, a wife, and a TV and radio personality. Her name is Roseanne McKenzie, part of my Women's Month feature. Really awesome, so inspiring, proving the point that just because you have a kid doesn't mean you have to let your body go. You can still make time for everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I love it.
That there is this week's edition of Blogger Diaries. Mary Ward and Mapule, thank you very much for stopping by. We'll touch base again next Thursday.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
That's good.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
Choice. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.